This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
If you've read the National Geographic magazine, you have seen the work of one of our own hometown photographers. Hi, this is Cindy Menzel, and this week's feature of the week is about Gordon Wiltsie. Gordon, welcome.
Thank you, Cindy. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. So, Gordon, how long did you work for the National Geographic? And tell me about your career. That sounds just extraordinary and exciting.
I never officially worked for National Geographic. I was a contract photographer for them. I think I did 10 stories over the years, and it just was my life's dream, even in high school, that I could somehow become a photojournalist. It was a long and rough road getting there. My dreams really did come true.
That's so exciting. Now, did you go to school for photography, or how did you pick up photography?
I picked up photography when I got my first camera at age 8, a Kodak Brownie.
Oh my.
And then in high school, I joined the high school yearbook and newspaper staffs, which gave me, suddenly I learned to develop film. I must have done hundreds and hundreds of rolls of film. It gave me an identity. I was kind of a nerdy kid, and everybody wanted their pictures taken. So I became, I found an identity. And then I went into college and studied other things. I took a break in college and went traveling in Europe by myself.
Wow.
And came back, transferred to the University of California, Santa Cruz. That's a banana slug. And there, changed my major to creative writing and photography. And by the time I graduated, it was actually somewhat widely published in an outdoor magazine.
Oh, man. So how did you get hooked up with the National Geographic?
It took many years. I went in. The first time I went in there, the director of photography had an embroidered sign outside his office that said, "Please wipe your knees before entering."
Oh, my.
And I didn't get in there through being a photographer. I got in there through being a mountain guide working in Antarctica.
Well, you know, you have done a variety of talks at the local Odd Fellows, the Half Moon Bay Odd Fellows Lodge, Ocean View Lodge 143 here on Main Street. You've done quite a few talks about your adventures all over the world. So if we can talk about that for a little bit, because I know your focus of your career has been on foreign cultures and traveling the world, and the mountain guide piece was just phenomenal. So how did you become a mountain guide?
I grew up in Bishop, California, under one of the most beautiful places in the world, with the Eastern Sierra Escarpment rising 10,000 feet above overhead. I came from an adventurous family, and in high school I met some of my classmates and others were starting to rock climb and climb the mountains. And I was fascinated by that. I took a bunch of the Palisades School of Mountaineering in Big Pine, California. I was just hooked. I've been a mountaineer ever since and was for many years a mountain guide, leading people up both mountains in the Sierra, but all over the world. One of my proudest achievements was taking 88-year-old dog musher Norman Vaughn up a mountain named after him by Admiral Byrd in Antarctica.
Oh, my.
Because of Norman's support with a dog team. And on his one day shy of his 89th birthday, we got him to the summit.
Oh, that's exciting. You've worked with Sherpas and such, so that looks like you would have to be very strong and tenacious. What is it? I mean, tell us more about mountain climbing. It sounds hard, and like not everybody can do it.
No, it's not something everybody would want to do. A lot of people have fear of heights, and a lot of it is miserable.
and that's why we do it.
But the rewards are amazing, to get on top of a mountain and see vistas nobody's ever seen before, or you've never seen before, and it's just a whole new perspective on the world. You're at one with the forces of nature around you, the majesty and beauty of the earth.
The colors must be divine.
The colors are divine, and as a photographer, there's just so much to capture, both from the human perspective and from the wilderness perspective.
Oh, man. So the last talk I heard you give was on Antarctica, and you talked about the difference between when you were there years ago and now, not only with the melting and how it was impacting the people who lived there.
Actually, nobody lives in Antarctica.
Was that where?
Okay. I was talking more about the Arctic in
Arctic.
That case.
I knew that. Arctic.
I mean, Antarctica is also melting and is a serious concern. But in the Arctic, you have Inuit people and many others who are being profoundly affected by the fact that permafrost is melting, the North ice cap is melting. 2 decades ago, I was with a dog sled team crossing the Arctic Ocean. I didn't go all the way, but that's an impossible journey anymore. The water is, the ice is too broken up. You know, this threatens the livelihood for the Inuit, for polar bears, for all kinds of marine animals. Plus, now that the seas are opening up, we have the possibility of oil tankers going through there.
Oh, my.
And so the world is changing so quickly.
Especially for the Inuit who basically live off the ice or the land, as it were. So what can you tell us about the people you've met? I'm envisioning there is one, I think it was your photo that was on the cover of the National Geographic. I think it was a Nepalese person, though. But you've met all of these people who live so simply and off the land and basically are one with the land. So
that's been one of the highlights of my career. I did a foreign study program in Nepal while I was at UCSC, lived with a Nepalese family that didn't speak English, had to learn Nepali. My wife and I on our honeymoon went to Bangladesh and worked in a refugee camp there for 4 months, learned to speak Bengali, saw the people at the absolute bottom rung of what it's like to be alive. I really believe in going someplace and learning the language, getting involved. And I spent 2 months in Mongolia covering nomads there and learned to speak Mongolian.
Wow.
I mean, not fluently, but
sure.
Well enough to get by, because you just need to do that in order. But what I've learned from all of that is just what makes us human is universal. I mean, we all love, cry, basic human emotions, and it's really disturbing to me in the world today to see such divisiveness, you know, arguing over religion, arguing over ways of life, and who belongs and who doesn't belong, because we all belong, and we're, you know, you sit down with anybody, and there's common ground if you're willing to find it.
That's so true, and you have... How many languages do you speak now?
Well, I can't say I speak any of them fluently. I still speak Nepali pretty fluently. I'm working on Spanish, rejuvenating that. I speak Hindi. I speak a teeny bit of French. I used to speak Mongolian, but I learned it too late when I was in my 50s, and I just don't have the memory. And there may be a couple others.
Right. So you've visited these amazing places, visited and met all of these amazing people. Are there some of your photographs that really stand out or that are the most memorable out of all of those photographs you've taken over the last decades?
Well, that's a tough one. One of my proudest was taken a long time ago of an old Nepali man sitting by the trail. And my wife and I, Meredith, were on our honeymoon after Bangladesh, and we were amongst the first people ever to hike around Annapurna. And this guy was sitting by the trail, and a monsoon cloudburst happened, and he was under a little hut, and we sat with him we sat with him in this hut while the rain poured down, and I asked if I could take his picture. He said, no, I'm an old man, and I'm not dressed right, and blah, blah. But we chatted, because we spoke a little bit of Nepali. We could talk about, you know, why we didn't have kids yet, and blah, blah, blah. And
right.
So then I asked again, and he said, sure. And it's one of the happiest pictures I've ever taken in my life.
And it appeared in National Geographic?
It did not. But.
Well, I know it was on featured at the Oddfellows Hall, and it's just, I've seen that photo, and it is absolutely precious.
I have a number of others. I have one of an Inuit man standing on an ice floe waiting for a seal. And that's been used in a lot in climate change
right.
settings. And it hung in the UN hall for a while.
Oh, that's lovely.
And another one that was in National Geographic was two little babies in a box about to be loaded onto a yak to be transported during a migration in Mongolia.
That's just fascinating. So one of the things you do here locally is monthly you have what you call a photo rendezvous. So all of you local photographers, if you're interested, you can come in once a month. And
it's once a month on the third Wednesday of each month. You can find more information at the Odd Fellows website.
Yep.
Basically, we just get together and share foot pictures, talk about them, and it's just fun to see everybody's work. We have very talented people involved. It's not a how-to. It's a little bit how-to. I discuss and critique photos. We all critique each other's work, and we do it in the program Adobe Lightroom so we can make changes as we go along.
Right, and I've been a couple times, and it's been very helpful. I especially appreciate your comments. You're very respectful and kind comments about everyone's photography, so that's great.
But well, I really enjoy doing it.
Thank you very much, Gordon. And we've been talking with Gordon Wiltsey, our local photographer who's been with National Geographic and all over the world doing amazing things and helping us understand better foreign cultures. I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is this week's Feature of the Week.
Our thanks once again to contributor Cindy Menzel for a most interesting feature story of the week. The Coastside is home to so many interesting people. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. And speaking of interesting people and events, let's take a seat in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer as we venture back to the year 1973. This is Community Radio for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9 KHMB.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Slipping into the future. And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1973.
Where were you in May of 1973? And what was going on in the greater Half Moon Bay area? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Montara woman hurt in Devil Slide crash. A Montara woman suffered serious head injuries when she missed a turn and her car plunged over a 300-foot cliff at Devil Slide. The battered car came to a rest on the sands of Nudie Beach. Noise elements near airport block housing. In an effort to stop noise pollution from bothering future residents, a new government committee has refused to grant permission for homes to be built near Half Moon Bay Airport. Sewer problem on the Coastside under study. Coastside sewer agencies at Half Moon Bay, El Granada, and Montara were the focus of attention at a recent meeting of the State Water Quality Control Board. The agency singled out sewage problems in the San Mateo County Coastside. In a related story, the city of Half Moon Bay has awarded $39,000 to repair the city's often broken sewer outfall line in the surf zone. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Has anyone ever thought about movies made along the coast? Here's a recap and some that you may know of. How about when they filmed Harold and Maude back in 1971? Or The Right Stuff in 1983? Do you remember Bicentennial Man in 1999? Was filmed down here at Martin's Beach. And many of us remember the filming of Chasing Mavericks in 2012. In fact, that one was one that one of my servers was able to rent out their house so they could do much of the filming in the neighborhood, since it looked like surfer Jay Moriarty's famous surfing neighborhood. And let's not forget Birdemic, the worst movie ever made, which resulted in a craze of fans. The director, James Nugent, came often to my pub and had scenes filmed here with birds attacking the double-decker bus. It was really crazy. I even had a cameo in that picture. We plan to have a crazy movie night to show it again soon down at the pub, so I'll keep you posted. But until then, keep calm and film on. 1973, inflation has had a significant impact on people's lives around the world. In the United States, it's running at over 6%. This causes problems in every aspect of people's lives, from the price of gas, food, and bills, which in turn causes a higher wage, and spiral continues on and on. Much of the problem is caused by Arab members of OPEC restricting the flow of oil to countries supporting Israel. What is the cost of living in 1973? With an average income of $13,000, it will cost you $32,500 for a new house, or rent one for $175 a month. A new car is $2,900, and gas to run it is 40 cents a gallon. Or for 45 cents, buy a dozen eggs or a TV dinner for 36 cents. In the famous Roe versus Wade case, the Supreme Court rules abortion is constitutional right. U.S. troops withdraw from Vietnam and the Vietnam War ends. The World Trade Center in New York becomes the tallest building in the world. In popular culture, Elvis Presley Aloha from Hawaii television special is seen around the world by more than 1 billion viewers. Popular films include Live and Let Die, Jesus Christ Superstar, and The Sting. On the music scene, this pop rock group formed in Los Angeles in 1969 and have been at the top 40 favorites ever since. Here's Three Dog Night with the solid gold hit Shambhala.
Wash away my shame with the rain, Shambhala.
She was born in Australia and made her singing career in the United States of America. Here's Helen Reddy with the number one gold hit, Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he wasn't meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. All the folks round Brownsville say she's crazy.
Until next time in another year, this is Cameron Palmer for The Time Machine on KHMB. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
How to help your dog deal with seasonal allergies. For some people, seasonal allergies are a real pain. Whether you're bothered by a runny nose, itchy eyes, or endless sneezing, it can be a tough time of year to endure. Just like their human parents, some dogs suffer from the aggravating effects of seasonal allergies as well. Dogs can be allergic to natural seasonal substances. This can include plant and tree pollens, mold spores, dust, feathers, and fleas. A dog's allergy symptoms are generally similar to those experienced by humans. The immune system overreacts to one or more offending substances, leading to itchiness and irritation. Your dog may lick or scratch themselves, develop irritated eyes, or sneeze repeatedly. Some dogs experience itchy, swollen skin, while others suffer from diarrhea and vomiting. In certain cases, a secondary infection may develop. Here are a few things you should do to help control any discomfort your dog may be dealing with due to seasonal allergies and reduce the risk of more serious problems. Adapt your daily walk routine. If possible, avoid walking your dog in the early morning or late afternoon when pollen levels are typically highest. Steer clear of fields and parks where offending plants are common. When you return home, wipe your dog's body and paws with a moist cloth or hypoallergenic fragrance-free grooming wipe from your local pet store. This will remove excess pollen and other allergens from your dog's fur and skin without the hassle of a full bath. Pay special attention to the paws, as the sensitive skin here is often affected by allergens. Some pet parents soak their dog's paws in apple cider vinegar to remove pollen and other substances. If using this method, mix 2 parts water with 1 part apple cider vinegar. Another solution is to put boots on your dog's paws to prevent them from stepping in irritants and then tracking them into your house. Clean the air and other surfaces. Inside your home, regularly change air filters to cut down on airborne allergens that enter through open doors and windows. Running an air conditioner or dehumidifier will help remove moisture from interior air, making it harder for mold to grow. Minimize the amount of time your dog spends in damp environments, such as basements, bathrooms, or laundry rooms. Vacuum at least once a week and remember to clean curtains and rugs that may have picked up dust and pollen. Here are more things you can do to control your dog's allergies. Don't sleep on it. The surfaces your dog comes into contact with at bedtime can become covered in allergens, so make sure they're kept clean by being washed in hot water every week. Consider putting towels or blankets on top of beds, yours and theirs, and chairs to make sure this task is easier and keep offending substances away from the surface underneath. Also make sure any soft toys your dog plays with get washed regularly. Jump in the bath. Prevent dry, itchy skin by giving your dog a bath more often with veterinarian advice. Wash their fur with a gentle, hypoallergenic, anti-itch shampoo that contains a soothing ingredient such as oatmeal or aloe. Some dog owners give their pet a 10-minute soak in a bath mixed with a gentle moisturizing oil. Supplement your dog's diet. Try giving your dog a natural dietary supplement such as fish oil or a fatty acid such as omega-3 or omega-6 to reduce itchiness and improve overall skin health. Coconut oil has also been shown to suppress allergic reactions while contributing to healthier skin. My dog Jeffrey suffers from allergies every year during the season. He gets very flaky skin, his fur and skin get oily and stinky, he loses fur. I always supplement his diet this time of year with Nature Vet Skin and Coat Plus and bathe him with Nudie Antimicrobial Shampoo. Both of the products help, but he still gets some skin problems. This year, I also added Canine Natural Freeze-Dried Tripe, which contains lots of probiotics and vitamins, and Carnivore's Ground Sprouted Seed Mix, Florifore. It's a whole food supplement bursting with live probiotics and enzymes. Adding these 2 additional foods to Jeffrey's diet has made all the difference. His skin is not oily, missing, or stinky, and he has very few flakes. We carry all these products at Kibbles and are happy to discuss them with you. I hope these tips help your itchy doggies. Until next week, this is Krista with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hi, I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian and this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'll be talking about nuts this week and quoting from an article by the Tufts University Health and Nutrition Letter. Nuts are among the oldest human foods, with records of eating pistachios dating back to the Stone Age. Almonds were also found in King Tut's tomb in Egypt. Yet only in the past 20 years or so has science focused on nuts' health benefits, most notably in preventing heart disease, but also potentially helping to combat diabetes and protect your brain and bones. Packed with nutrients and healthy fats, nuts may even be a tool in weight management despite their high calorie count. Marketers have been quick to promote nuts' new healthy reputation, with nut growers' associations elbowing for the title of healthiest, but you can largely let your taste and personal preference rather than nutritional data guide your shopping. While there are differences between nuts, such as the relative amounts of mono versus polyunsaturated fatty acids, or their different forms of vitamin E, their similarities are more important. And these include being rich in good fats, and thus calories, protein, fiber, vitamin E, and also low in carbs. Most of the foods we call nuts are tree nuts, botanically a dry, hardened composite of the seed and fruit of trees such as the walnut or almond tree. Tree nuts also include Brazil nuts, cashews, hazelnuts, macadamias, pecans, pistachios, and even pine nuts, which are really the seeds of pine trees. Chestnuts are also tree nuts, but are starchier and contain different micronutrients than other types. The notable exception in the nut world is the peanut. Despite commanding 2/3 of the U.S. nut market, including peanut butter, peanuts are actually legumes like beans or peas and grow in the ground rather than on trees. Nonetheless, from a nutritional standpoint, peanuts can be roughly grouped with the tree nuts. Per capita consumption of tree nuts and peanuts actually declined for most of the 20th century, and today Americans average only half of the 1.5 ounces a day that the FDA says could reduce the risk of heart disease. Only about a third of Americans eat any nuts at all on any given day, and 60% of U.S. nut consumption is as snacks rather than in place of other proteins. Nuts are an excellent source of vitamin E and magnesium. Individuals consuming nuts also have higher intakes of folate, beta-carotene, vitamin K, lutein, phosphorus, copper, selenium, potassium, and zinc per 1,000 calories. Nuts are also an excellent source of phytochemicals. Some of these nutty nutrients are especially important to fill gaps in the U.S. diet. More than 90% of us don't get enough dietary vitamin E, which you need for immune function and protection against oxidative damage to cells. Americans average only about 80% of the RDA for magnesium. Chronically low intake of magnesium can increase your risk of osteoporosis, high blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes. 2012 study reported that people with diets low in magnesium are at greater risk for a stroke. Although all nuts contain magnesium, you'll get the most from eating Brazil nuts, almonds, and cashews.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely Coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We will make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I've been talking about the benefits of eating nuts. And the best substantiated benefit to your body from eating nuts is a reduction in the risk of coronary artery disease. Clinical trials have linked nut consumptions with improved cholesterol level. This is largely due to nuts' healthy ratio of good fats, mono and polyunsaturated fatty acids, including omega-3s and omega-6s, to saturated fat, the chief culprit in raising LDL, or bad cholesterol levels in the blood. After once condemning all dietary fats as evil, science now understands that some fats, like those in nuts, actually reduce your risk of heart disease. But the cholesterol-lowering benefits of eating nuts actually consistently outperform what would be expected from heart-healthy fats alone. This suggests other components of nuts are also at work. These may include dietary fiber, plant protein, antioxidants, and phytosterols. Nuts are also included in the Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension, or the DASH eating plan, which recommends eating 4 to 5 weekly servings of nuts, seeds, and beans to combat high blood pressure. In the OmniHeart study, a diet contributing about 4 ounces a week to plant protein using peanuts and peanut butter lowered blood pressure more than 2 other heart-healthy diets. I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian and this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California. My guests this week are 2 Coastside favorites. Scott Stone mixes rock with soul and a beautiful tenor voice. He's a multi-instrumentalist. Scott's favorite styles of music include classic rock, Philly soul, psychedelia, and all kinds of jazz. The other is Joey D, a seasoned guitarist and vocalist whose music journey spans several decades. Joey D has captivated audiences over the years. He's an excellent guitarist. He played with Joe Bouchard of Blue Oyster Cult and members of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Together they make up the band Mondo Stereo. Welcome, gentlemen. Mondo Stereo. I've interviewed you each individually, and now I get you together. This is a treat for me because Joey D is a phenomenal guitarist, and Scott Stone is a phenomenal musician all the way around with a beautiful tenor voice. So welcome to the show once again.
How you doing, Mike? Thanks for having us.
How did Mondo Stereo begin?
We actually met, I think, actually at the Coastal Vine, where I was actually working and helping Chandra out over there. And Scott played, I think, by himself. And we just started a conversation from there. And it blossomed into, hey, let's jam one of these days.
Now, let's stay with Joey for just a second, because, Joey, it feels like to me you're an excellent guitarist, self-taught. You don't read music, but you're intuitive with music. And what I notice is it seems to me you can play with anybody.
I pride myself on being able to jump in and play with anybody. I mean, that's the mark of a true musician, as far as I'm concerned. Anybody can jump in with a key and a key signature and a major or minor, and you're ready to go. So when I met Scott, we had a bunch of songs that we kind of talked about that we knew and said, hey, we can jam some of these songs, and that was the start.
Now, you've been playing guitar a long time. You're from Mystic, Connecticut.
I started with my friend throw out for Big GT. We started a band called Anderson Council in the early 90s, and 6 or 7 years, we wrote 3 albums worth of our own songs.
Fantastic. Now, Scott Stone, you've grown up all over the place. You spent some time in New York City. You have a great album about your experience there. How did you land on the Coastside here?
I got out here, after I finished college, and I had a girlfriend at that time. time who was living out here. We had a long distance relationship, and it kind of came down to who will land the job first. And I ended up being the one to land the job first, teaching community college out at Foothill College in Los Altos. So started off in Mountain View, and then after about like 2 or 3 years, bought a place out here in Half Moon Bay.
And Scott, tell the fans about your musical background, the experiences, and what you really love in music.
I've been playing as long as I can remember, and a lot of it is kind of self-styled solo material that I've done over the years. I'm a big fan of a lot of different genres. I think last time we were here, we spoke of my love of soul music, my love of psychedelic music, my love of jazz music like bebop and minimalist jazz. So all of those genres and styles are kind of baked into what I like to do when I'm recording.
I do want to play a track right now, then go back to Mondo Stereo and how you're creating this synthesis between you two excellent musicians. So what would you like to play first? How about the rocker that I like a lot called Dance Like You Want It?
Dance Like You Want It is a song that started off, I think, with like a very Keith Richards-like kind of hook. And then I got to thinking as I was writing it, what would be sort of the appropriate Mick Jagger counterpart for that? And I imagine Mick leaning over, sticking his tongue out of his mouth and going, "Dance." And so I had that in my head. And I was like, what am I going to do with this? And so I did some free association, and I got to thinking about a girl that I knew many years ago who said to me, and we'll clean this up for radio. I've been thinking about how to put this on radio. She said to me, the way in which you dance says a lot about, you know, how you would be as a lover.
I totally get that. I totally agree. And Joey, you've played enough bar nights where you can see what's going on out there on the dance floor. And there are some dancers that look a little herky-jerky, like a jangled chicken.
Those are the crazy ones.
Those are the crazy ones. All right, let's play it now and get crazy together. It's Mondo Stereo, Dance Like You Want It on KHMB.
She said it feels like some kind of sin. You're a stranger.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB. This is Coastside Carousel, brought to you each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale, and my guests this week are Mondo Stereo, Scott Stone, and Joey D. Tell me how you guys are working together now. You're both excellent musicians in your own right. How do you guys meld your two brilliant minds together?
Yeah, you know, when we started playing together, I think it was a lot of the voices first. We realized that we could sing together. And my old experience with Anderson Council, we had three-part harmonies. To me, the voices adds a completely different instrument to the band experience, whatever you're doing. And so we realized that we could sing together and harmonize quite well. And so that then led to what songs can we do, you know, because you can't, not every song can be done with a duo.
So far, I've done the writing, and I'll bring the ideas to Joey. And Joey is always thinking, how can I complement those ideas? Like, how can I take what you're doing and play around you so as to augment those ideas rather than to step on them? And then sometimes, too, since I could play some different instruments, I'll bring a guitar lick to Joey and say, hey, could you do some hybrid of this maybe where you're taking over on rhythm, freeing me up to move over to the keyboard? And then here's the harmony I have in mind, and can you work that? And we'll toss those ideas back and forth.
Now, one thing I've noticed is the compounding effect of Joey's guitar on what I think is a hit of your old song called Sugar, which I've been playing a lot in Coastside Carousel. I'm trying to add it in regular rotation on KHMB.
Love that.
But Joey puts his grit on the song that is just so beautiful.
Sure. Yeah, that song kind of started off more as like a funk reggae soul song, I think, the demo that I brought to Joey. And then Joey adds in much more rock and roll that helps the song. I guess it gives the song a little more of an edge.
Okay, let's hear it now. This is called Sugar. It's Mondo Stereo, Joey D, and Scott Stone on KHMB.
sugar, 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 the sweet in my thoughts. Just a little sugar, 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 I'll give it right back to you.
This is Coastside Carousel on KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. And there is Mondo Stereo with Sugar, which I think is a hit. Guys, how can you promote yourselves along the Coastside other than just keep playing and playing and playing until you get noticed? What can you do? There are so many talented people on the Coastside, and I'm looking at one of them right now.
We can do a radio show with one of the greatest DJs here at KHMB.
Great point.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I make as much as you do, okay? Which is why we have real jobs during the day, you know, day jobs and then rockers by night. Talk about where you see the band going. I know you have an album coming out, and we'll do a debut show on that when the album is ready to go. But what other stuff are you working on that you're excited about?
Well, we have about like 8 or 9 songs now. And as I put these together, too, Joey had remarked on how different all the songs sound from one another. That was a really big compliment he'd paid to me when I was writing. He said, man, I don't think any of these sound exactly the same. You know, and you hit that wall a lot as an artist. Like, I wrote this song that sounds similar to this song. So we have a variety of sounds and songs on there, and I think what's going to be fun coming up in the future is getting to play those live, figuring out how to play those live, maybe bringing in a bass player and a drummer for some of those gigs, too, to get that sound fuller so people can come in and really dance.
I would love that if you would do that. Would it still be called Mondo Stereo, or would it be Mondo Quadrophenia? What would it be?
I think we're sticking with our name.
Mondo Stereo. All right. I want you to tell me about a track called Sitting All By Myself. It's kind of a soul song, and you used to you wrote it right after No Static, Leaving No Static, your band, previous band before Mondo Stereo.
Correct. Yeah. Sitting All By Myself is indeed kind of a Philly soul song in the Philly soul style, which I like to write in. I did write that song after leaving the classic rock quartet I'd played in for many years along the Coastside here, No Static. All guys who I have nothing but kind words about. But I think there comes a time with a lot of bands where you're playing for a long time and things sort of get stale, you know, where you hit kind of the end of that journey together. And that's how I'd started to feel, kind of playing with the band, but less than present. So in that song, the speaker of the song is kind of employing the metaphor of like sitting in a chair, watching things go past him, gradually realizing that like he's now in a room by himself, kind of separate from everyone else. And when I wrote that too, I didn't want, as I was thinking of the dissolution of the band, to like reflect on the negativity or to point fingers and go, this is your fault. There's more of like a Peter Gabriel, Salisbury Hill feel about it. Like, I'm ready to do the next step, you know, to spread my wings and do something for myself.
Wow. That's spoken like a true English professor. Really articulate sentence. Joey and I are just going, did he really put that sentence together like that? That's freaking amazing.
Thank you.
And we're not even having cocktails. All right, here it is. This is Mondo Stereo, Sitting All By Myself on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
You know I ain't lonely, baby. Sitting all by myself, can't be the only one. I'm moving to the sound of a single drum. Somewhere in the distance comes another one. So I'm sitting all alone.
the band plays on. I know that I tend to keep some feelings inside. Don't you worry about me, baby, I'll be alright. Ooh, the part of you that I was part of too. I can see it's gone, so I'm sitting all alone.
Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB, and that is Sitting All By Myself with Mondo Stereo. And we are loving sitting here with Mondo Stereo and Scott Stone, Joey D. I want to sit and be with you guys for another 2 hours, but I can't. We got to say goodbye right now. You're at Ocean Ciders on June 7th, Havamu Bay Brewing Company June 21st, and American Legion June 28th. Go to the website MondoStereoLive.com to get all the details. You put some pictures of you two handsome boys on there. You're adding some tracks on there now, including some live stuff, and you, maybe we'll get to see a bass player and a drummer in the future. What's going to happen then, Scott?
Come on out and hang out with us June 7th, June 21st, or June 28th. Check out our website, MondoStereoLive.com. We'll be glad to see you guys down there. Thanks for having us, Mike.
Love you guys.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Often today, it seems that the federal government has become too intrusive into local matters, and federal micromanagement has now unfortunately become the norm in education, law enforcement, religious expressions, and even on what is and is not moral. Strikingly, the Founding Fathers had intended that the federal government never intrude into any of these issues. As Thomas Jefferson explained, taking from the states the moral rule of their citizens and subordinating it to the federal government would break up the foundations of the Union. I believe the states can best govern our home concerns and the federal government our foreign ones. According to Thomas Jefferson, the original plan was for the federal government to direct foreign affairs, but for the states and local communities to direct the domestic and the moral ones.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.